Hi there. The word for you today is on recognizing and walking in God's will. In Romans 8 verse 6 we read, I quote, "The mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace." Let's begin by saying, choose a spiritual, not a carnal mindset. Carnality is at the core of our old unregenerate nature, and it lives on in us even after we become Christians. Its gravitational pull is always away from God and toward self-centered living. Paul writes, "The carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be." You think about it. The carnal mind makes us suspicious, skeptical, self-promoting, and spiritually blind to God's will. But being spiritually minded means centering your choices around God's word and the Spirit's promptings. And the good news is, let me read it to you, Romans 8 verse 9, "You are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you," which as a believer you know it does. Giving in to your fleshly appetites and impulses isn't inevitable. You get to decide whether the flesh or the Spirit guides you. Peter, in a spiritual mindset, received a revelation of Jesus' deity. You remember what he said? "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus replied, "This was not revealed to you by any man or flesh, but by my Father." But shortly afterward, Jesus confided in his disciples the dreadful means of his death. And in a moment of well-meaning but misguided carnality, Peter refused to believe it or accept it. "Never, Lord," he said, "this shall never happen to you." A carnal mindset is an invitation to Satan. So Jesus told Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the things of God, but of men." Now the good news is, Peter learned from that and grew stronger. But the point is, keep your mind spiritually focused and always seeking and ready to do God's will.